camera.
Hey, you got the agenda?
No.
I printed it.
I do.
Thanks.
I got it.
So call to order at 7:10.
6:10.
6:10? Good.
Close enough.
It's even better.
Damon.
Roll call.
Thanks.
Tony.
I'm here.
Peter's here.
Damon.
Kathy's here. Gene.
Doug.
And we're here. And we're waiting for
Dave Garcia.
Two days.
Dave Garcia is not going to be able to come.
No.
He's got to work.
I thought he said he could come.
Oh, I thought that was Dave Moore.
We need 8 to vote on the agenda, right?
7.
7?
So,
6.
The annual meeting of minutes. The annual meeting minutes. Approve them.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I thought everything was looked good. What do you think?
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, name?
Gene Burke Uberry.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Secretary Treasurer?
That's me.
Report?
I gave you all the P&Ls. So far it's a nice profit, but it's not the end of the year yet, but I'm sure a lot of things are going to be happening besides insurance and electric. Collected $77,813, which is nice.
That's very nice.
Very nice. Good. There's $36,181 in the bank right now. $28,943 still outstanding. And I highlighted this because you said this.
That's coming up for sale. So that's and this is really important, which is more on your end and Doug's end, because we have to make sure that these people, you know, we have to follow up.
Yeah.
And to know when it goes in, because if somebody pays cash, Kathy and Doug are not notified that.
Paying cash for the house.
Right. When if somebody's paying cash for a house, because there is no title company involved. So what happens normally in a normal real estate transaction is that the title company goes to Doug and Kathy and say, hey, you know, we have a client that's buying this property. We need to know if there's any arrearages.
Right.
But if a person pays cash, there's no questions asked. Which means they don't even ask if there's an HOA. So it's more on my end to follow up that if I see that something's been, you know, why we pursue the listing agent.
Right.
Because if the listing agent does not procure that information to the buying agent.
Aren't they supposed to?
They are by law.
Okay.
As long as we give them the information, which I've been following up for, thank God, because I'm telling you, Jen knows shit before any of us do. But the main thing on that is we have to stay on top of people who pay cash. That's where we fucked up on Six Bonaparte. That's where I fucked up. Nowhere in my mind, and Doug and I even talked about it, I was like, oh, nobody's going to spend that kind of money on an HOA, you know, a short-term rental. That was my fault. I never sent her the information because I was like, who in their right mind is going to pay $900,000?
We never knew that they closed. And then,
was a cash deal.
Then they closed as an LLC.
Yes.
Like, we would have never allowed that.
Right.
So who do you go to with that? The title company and say, listen, we're...
There is no title company. They don't because they pay cash.
Wow.
Which is... But that was 100%.
So do we have recourse?
Yes. We always have recourse.
It's possible.
Yes, we have recourse, but...
They paid cash. They could have went to
title. But you're right. Yes, because if they did. But I don't know that. There's no way of me to ever know that.
No, you won't.
But the interesting thing on it is it's where my due diligence as a real estate agent, when I know there's... I don't care now if somebody's selling the property for $1 million. If it's in our association, I'm sending it. It was my fault 100% because who in their right mind was going to pay $900,000 for something and then try to Airbnb it? It just never entered my mind.
Right.
And so that was my shortcoming, but hindsight's
good. Oh, yeah. It
says a lot about our area.
Wow.
That somebody would do that, pay that much.
It was so funny because
you want to make your money back. So, I mean, to rethink that, you have to do your numbers. To do the numbers and think and realize you might get that here in our area.
So it was my sister-in-law that was the real estate agent.
Ooh.
You know, and so she was texting me, and I'm like, listen, there's they're not allowed to have that. It's just not allowed in our bylaws. And I sent her a picture of the bylaws, and you know, and she's kind of a pain in the ass anyway. But you know, I was like, listen, you got to do your due diligence, and you got to research this. You know, you're selling somebody else for $900,000, and then now you got to come back and tell them they can't rent it out.
Yeah.
Like, she'll get sued, right?
Yes. Big time. They can rent it out annually. And which I really love about our bylaws, if we really want to be prickwads, anybody that even rents out their property annually has to bring the applicant to us, and we have to approve them. I mean, I don't ever want to get to that, but we could if, you know, I mean, like, that's the one point of our bylaws that I do it, I like.
That's true. Back in the day, that you had to be approved.
Yeah, I was interviewed.
Were you?
Did you get one?
I was interviewed before I bought the house.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And they let you in.
50 years ago.
And they let you in?
Yeah, they did.
But pretty much they were going to let anybody in.
Aryan white guy. I passed.
No, but I mean, you know, like, there's so many things which really cracks me up with people that bitch about us. There's a lot of things in the bylaw that we could really nitpick people on, and we don't. We don't. We're actually very lean.
Well, when I talk to them, they, you know, I let them know that we're not just that kind of, we don't care how tall your mailbox is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, so we're just basically maintaining the properties and making sure that everything's running smooth. Good.
Dave Moore can't make it.
Oh.
I don't think we have any votes anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we do. We have a very important vote. We have a very important vote we'll go through the line.
So let's do it. So Kathy, are you done?
I'm done.
Approval.
Oh. When you're going with 43 Wildwood Shores, does the board approve me to give when they list it to the list? Because I'm not going to be the listing agent. I know who the list agent's going to be. But does the board give me approval to say they are in arrears?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because I just need...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just need that approval because I don't do it on my professional page. I do it on my personal page. And so as long as the board gives me the approval to say they are in arrears of this dollar amount...
But normally, what normally happens is that the title company calls me. I guess they get the number off the website.
Well, what if it's cash?
And then I call Kathy.
Right.
But
yeah.
I send them a statement.
Kathy sends them a statement.
But my point is that I want to make it perfectly legally known. Right, legally known.
Yep.
Because if it's a cash sale, they're not going to come to us. Like Damon says, if they don't use the title company.
Yeah, but they got a leak.
No, not when there's cash.
Really?
When it's that's what I'm saying. What if there's a leak on it?
A title company is always, even if it's cash, a title company is used. Because somebody's got to close it. Do a title search and close it. Thing is, if it's cash and they don't have to tell us, or they don't know to tell us, the title company is just going to close. A bank is going to make sure everything is taken care of because they don't want
to
leave.
Yeah, so the title company is just going to research the title to make sure that
the title.
But if the title's fine, they're not contacting us.
If it's liens, then they're going to buy. But if we don't have a lien on it and they're just in arrears, and nobody lets the title company know directly, they have no way of knowing and they don't care. You know, like they're just going to close the deal.
But...
They're supposed to do all that. If Gene lets the realtor know, the realtor is supposed to let her know.
Exactly.
That's legal.
That's a legal issue. Once I put it out there in an email to say,
you have approval.
Yes. Okay, thank you. That's all I need.
You got it.
Thank you.
Because that happened on this one over here on Bayview, remember?
Yep.
I was like stalled because they didn't want to pay. I forget why they said they didn't have to pay. But then she kept sending emails that she wants to close. I'm like, if you want to close, you got to pay us the back stuff that's owed on that property. And she's like, no, I don't. And then finally, Kathy and I were just let's just stall.
Yep.
Let's stall and wait around. And then finally, she was so desperate to close, she paid. And it was like $4,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that. Yeah.
But see, that's the beauty of
it. She have a lien on her? We have a lien on her? Oh, we didn't.
But she was giving me some nonsense that if it's... you can only go back 6 months on the back dues and...
But not in our bylaws.
Well, so I was just like, no.
All right, so I'll take care of that.
Dinner on the hoof.
What's that?
Dinner on the hoof.
Yeah, I just saw it coming in this way.
There's three of them.
Oh, yeah.
Freezer food.
Every day at my house.
I know. All right.
So,
report a special committee, bylaws, social, community.
Okay, bylaws, we need to address the non-members. Susan is the head of the bylaws. I will gladly take it over. Tony and Doug both have agreed to say they want to be a part of it, but I think we need to address the white elephants in the room, and there's two of them that I know of, and that's Eli. And I really thought Eli would have been here today because 18 Lions is right next door to him,
yeah.
And that I thought he would be here to voice his opinion, but he's not. But I think Eli and Susan have to go. I don't even know why Susan, I know why Eli did, but I don't know why Susan became a part of the board because she's not.
She hasn't resigned yet?
No, she has not resigned.
And she's missed 6 months?
I think Rainey said this will be the sixth in a row.
Yeah, no, the both
even
of them.
Even when she says that she's going to come.
Yeah.
The both of them.
Yeah.
And I think the bylaw says that they miss three.
Three, yeah.
Without.
So
without
we send her a
right,
letter.
Without.
Can we send her a letter and just say that your services are no longer?
I don't know. I don't know how we address this.
That's how we address it.
I don't know.
Rainey sends her a letter.
So how does Steve go?
We got to look at the book.
Well, Steve was a big fight in the middle of his living room.
But how did we find? Oh, that we just said you're out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, that was.
I missed that.
It was sad. It was. Look, I have nothing against Steve, and I think he had a lot of great things to bring to this committee.
But he was stuck in one place.
Yeah.
He always wanted to be the...
The devil's advocate.
Yeah, the advocate.
And
always.
I'm fine with that. As long as you just play it and
but
shut up.
But it was always...
And because
well, that's
he
the thing, because that's what I was like. You can't agree with us on one thing, not one thing.
Nope.
And we couldn't do it anymore.
All right, that's history.
Yeah.
We need to get Rainey to write both on the letter and say, according to the bylaws, you've missed three meetings. We thank you for your service, but your service is no longer...
Okay, I have a quick question. How do we bring new people on? Because we're such...
We've been doing. We would present them, bring them in.
Yeah. Okay.
I did run into Jimmy again. I've been going for walks in the evening, and he's not interested right now. He said he's too busy.
He's too busy. Yeah. He's always been too busy.
Yeah, he's always doing. He's got does stuff in the town.
Well, he has other political
he's
aspects.
He's on his own. I don't know if he still is, but he was on his own.
Yeah.
But we had some.
Yeah, if you know somebody, bring them in. We'll interview them.
And if not, we're not. But, you know, but the whole issue is that if they don't come, we can't vote.
Right.
Because they're added as so. If they're done, then we're down to 9.
Right.
And then we only need 5 for
a
board.
Take an interest. I mean, if you're going to be on the board, you need to take an interest.
Yeah.
How about putting an email blast out?
I think that's a great idea.
The board needs 2 members.
Yep.
Are you interested?
I think we need to dismiss the other 2 members first.
We will.
Okay.
I'll get Rainey right here, the minutes. That's going to Rainey.
Yeah,
okay. So we all agree that Rainey needs to send a letter.
And I agree.
And
I
dismiss
second.
Eli and Susan.
I second it.
For missing too many meetings.
I second it.
Okay.
Do we need to vote?
So, Rainey, send him a letter. Thank you. And
do we need to vote just to vote for the hell of it?
We don't have enough.
Yes, we do. If they are, they don't, look, basically.
We just fired him.
Yeah,
fired him. No, but I mean, we technically, right, because Pete can only vote if there's a tie, there's only 5 of us.
Which is half
out of 11.
Board. Is it 11? We're missing D. Moore, Dave Garcia, Eli, Susan, and Rainey. So we're missing 1, 2. We're missing 5. And we have 5.
Now you get rid of Susan and Eli, and you're down to 3 here that aren't there. And then the 5 are there. So now you have a quorum.
Okay.
You know what? You're the president, and I bow to you.
I'll go to jail.
I bow to your presidency.
I'll go to jail for you all.
Okay. So.
I mean, do you think they're really going to object?
Well,
I doubt it. Why didn't they step down already? You just say it's too much for them.
They haven't done anything, you know, that I've seen.
She already paid next year's dues because she doesn't feel that she's so busy that she doesn't feel she'll remember.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm just paying next year. If it changes, let me know the difference.
Okay, so send them a letter, and we do an email.
We need to send them a letter, and then we just voted. What do we vote?
But I like the email blast to say.
Yeah, email blast it.
Yeah.
And Facebook
page.
The only thing that concerns me about the email blast is that we don't know who we're going to get.
I would say start with the Facebook.
You know, where if it somebody approaches us, that's what's happened in the past, you know, then we can actually discuss it.
Who's approached anybody in the last 6 months?
What if I make...
Well, Susan was the last one.
Yeah.
Well, Dave Moore.
Oh, Dave Moore.
Yeah.
What did Dave Moore last song?
What if we started with a Facebook post that the board is seeking, you know, interested members or, you know, people who are in it. Because at least if you're on Facebook, that's showing some sort of...
That you're watching what's
interest.
Going on. Yes.
Interest. Whereas
an interest.
We have over 100 people on the Facebook page. No. So
when you talk about 158, when you're talking 158 homes to have over 100, and I know we can have multiple, but I think that's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what if Steve decides he wants to come back?
I think that we should interview him.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm open to interviewing him.
So
if he stops being a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, we're going to put it out there, but then we're going to interview the people.
Yes.
Before we decide.
Yes.
Okay. We've always voted.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if Steve's wife came on here, even though he might be a little chatter in the background, I'd be very open to it. And I'm open to Steve, too. Look, what happened is the past.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
What
I'm
happened
not
was done,
wants to come
was,
back,
what happened was done in frustration.
But he what, can't be what he was.
What
exactly.
I can do.
Could be, and then we just
well,
do the same thing.
We could also do a probationary period.
What I can do so that it doesn't get out of hand, someone, you know, there's certain members on the Facebook page that make posts that are inflammatory. If I need a post, listen, the board is looking for new members who are interested and want to participate in the community, I can make it so no commenting is allowed on that post so that they're going to see the message, and the only way they're going to be able to respond is either to the board or to me through Facebook to express interest. So there's not going to be a discussion under this post.
Or bad mouthing, or any of that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other thing is what if somebody like Kamo decides he wants to be on the board?
But he has a right. But again, look,
I don't care
because to me, I'm done with the fucking rearview mirror. He still has the right of everybody else. He has to be vetted by us, and if we don't agree,
then we would vote.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what?
They come in for the interview, we discuss everybody. I mean, they leave after the interview.
Yeah.
Make our notes, ask our questions.
Yeah. That gives these people, that bitch, a chance to make a difference.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Yeah.
And then
I
we decide. On to... Yeah. Oh, speaking of the devil! We just fired you.
Good. Right at the second, do I just go home?
Damn it. You came in at the last minute, Barry.
I felt it.
Thank God. I was like this. That house
you could probably
next
hear
door
it from
you
the
is
house.
So great to see you. Wait, Eli, that house next door to you is way too important to let it go.
The house next door in terms of
18 lines at you.
Yeah, what's...
He didn't know shit.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Do you not read your emails?
No.
Well, I know it's for sale, but what about young man?
Okay, now you make me sad.
Sorry, I need to take you guys backwards. I mean, I saw that I missed on the annual. They bitched about the trees. So I read the minutes for that. But
Basically, we're not there yet, so it doesn't even matter. You can catch up.
Okay.
Can I ask him a question before we start? Can you start to make every meeting start?
It's not as easy as you think. I'm in a special training program right now. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it today.
You're training for to be a sniper or a CIA agent?
Yeah, pretty much.
it's something. It's
classified?
Sort of. But yeah, it's for the Pentagon. It's a 10-month program.
But can you then at least let us know that you're not going to make it?
That I can, yeah.
Yeah, so Reenie sends the email out, and then you just say, you know,
and you're still very interested.
I can't make it.
Yeah, it's.
And then that's.
We know you're not coming. That's great. We haven't heard shit from you.
This is my training program.
Oh, Jesus! That's a spreadsheet from hell.
And it changes.
But you're not too busy to help us, and you're still very interested.
Oh yeah. Basically, we're just asking is.
I still want to be a part of the thing.
Okay, that's what we're asking.
Beyond that, my capacity is what it is right now.
Okay. Well, we all have capacities. You know what? Life takes us in all different directions.
That's true. When tax season comes on the same way.
You're right. We all have our crutches.
So you want to tell them what's going on? Because I don't even know.
Which one? Where do you want me
next
to
him? Oh, you start.
Well, I know the septic's bad. I mean, they're going to need a $20,000 or $30,000 building.
Listen up.
Here's where. Well, if we're going to go, because let's go through the thing, and when we get it, because I then.
So where is it? Where whatever you want to discuss is going to be what under new business?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. We got to finish.
So
let's finish the bylaws.
Let's do the bylaws committee, the socials committee, the community funding committee.
Yes.
Right. Which is basically nothing.
Okay, so.
But I did suggest that I said
nothing.
No, yeah. But basically I'm
you suggested three new committee members.
Yes.
And I think the board approves that. We agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. Then
absolutely.
I'm fine with that. Okay.
Because this has been a year that we started it and haven't done shit.
We have to get it done.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Damn it, mister. You just like puff it up and suck it up.
That's why you pay me the big bucks.
Some correspondence.
Any correspondence?
That'd be somebody send something to us.
Unfinished business.
The only correspondence I received something on Facebook. I think it was the person who was Airbnb-ing the house on Bonaparte.
21 or 6?
I don't know.
Okay, because 21
but she was
is
asking
legal,
for the minutes.
6 is 9.
Yeah.
That's six.
Okay.
That had to do with 6.
She was asking for the minutes from the last meeting, and I just said that they wouldn't be available until after we approve this meeting. And then, you know, if she requests them, I'll give them to her.
We got to get it to her, she's a member. Right. You know, but I don't think there's anything in there, you know, that would make any difference of her situation.
So one's legal?
One is legal, one is illegal.
How is it legal?
They're not a part of our.
Oh, that's the one off property.
But I'm not done with that. I got to get through my shit where I can just go spend a day.
I know you said that.
So don't worry. This is on a temporary hold right now with me because I just don't believe that that's not true. I just can't believe that Edwards did that. When all the thing that Olaf did for our community, I just don't believe he did that.
Yeah.
But.
Never know.
That's just research. Just a couple of hours of my time, which I'm fine with.
So unfinished business is now you.
It's Six Bonaparte.
Six Bonaparte.
Six Bonaparte. Six Bonaparte. We discussed at the open meeting to where we were going to send a letter. You weren't there. That we would send a letter to them to cease and desist,
right.
And that if they do not cease and desist. Then we're going to take it to the next step further, which is legal. I don't know. That's Kathy.
But I think they did because they, and I sent everybody the email that they, the people that live next door said that it's not listed on any of those sites to be rented.
Well, she talked about that at the meeting.
Yeah.
But I do think that
so whatever we did worked.
I know.
So forget that. But the issue is they're an LLC.
They're what?
Right. An LLC. We need them to put that into somebody's name.
Right.
Not a corporation.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
A lawyer.
That when what Doug is saying is I agree the same thing. They are not doing anything right now, but it's the winter. Doesn't mean that they're not going to start in the spring.
But isn't Six Bonaparte not part of the association?
No, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Bonaparte is 21.
21.
To our knowledge at this time is not.
Okay, so number 6 needs a letter from our lawyer.
I think they got it.
They did?
I think so.
We sent the cease and desist and they stopped according to the name.
I know we sent one.
We didn't.
It's not listed on any of the websites for
rent. So you referred it to the lawyer, to the attorney?
Yeah, we sent one out.
We did send
one. Did you? Okay. I didn't know that.
So we need to send one out requesting that they remove it from the LLC and put it in an individual person or a couple's name. It can't be an LLC.
I have a question, and this is like really off the wall. So McCarthy is a part of our association.
Yep.
Okay.
Why isn't our lawyer?
No, that's not my answer. My question
is $300 an hour.
Does he have two properties? Is his property on Maxim Drive a part of our association?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gordon Martin, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
That's a conflict of interest. That's a business.
No, well, I think it's listed in his name. I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying that when
he uses one of the houses.
He's a lawyer.
It's a law office.
I do.
He's got a shingle out.
He's a zoning for that?
Yeah, I do. No. It's under my name,
it's,
but...
So it's a residential?
Yeah, well, no, it used to be a store.
It
used to be a store.
Right?
Yeah. Mike used to own for that.
I don't know.
It used to be a store, but now he's using it as a...
Oh, it used to be a store.
We have a very thin line of what we're saying with our association, with what we're saying to this person to say, you have to disassociate that LLC and be personal.
Well,
we have people doing business...
No, but their properties are under their personal
right.
names.
Right, both of them under his name.
Okay, you just answered my question.
Yeah.
That was my question. Okay, that was my question. My question was, is the property under the personal homeowner's name?
Yeah, no comment.
And that is Doug's too, or the or whatever his name is, on Maxim Drive.
Yeah, Dan McCarthy.
Okay, so that's all. That was my question because I was like so fearful that one of these people's lawyers would look in through everybody in our community and go, what about this one and that one? Because they're running a personal business in
when
our association.
When they flip a house in here, they put it under a business name. When they buy it. I remember some being under a...
Actually, right? The one next to Pebble Beach.
When would they register?
If the business buys it, they flip it.
Right.
They sell it.
I mean, right.
So the business name.
But then the new person who buys it,
it's in their name.
Right.
That's a different thing because they're not owning it. It's
correct.
Not staying in there. That's a flip.
Right.
That's completely different than establishing a business because we have to be very careful on our bylaws because it specifically says no one is to do business on our properties.
We own them both, so at the end of the day, the thing is, if it was a store, now storefront first, if it was a store, and now it's,
it's a mixed use, that's different. That's different.
You're right. Business.
You are
I think it was a house.
Oh,
that they converted
it was a
into
store
an office.
For
well, I don't know.
There was a store there, I'm telling you. Curtin Mornings. It was like a luncheonette.
You're absolutely right.
Of course I'm right. We used to go there. The kids used to go there. Get candy and shit.
It's very interesting which was a part of our association, which is totally against our fucking bylaws.
Can I tell you?
The only thing that might have been an issue is not, he owns them both in his name, so it's not an issue based on our bylaws.
Correct.
Okay.
All
right, moving along.
New business.
You're still up.
18 Lyons Avenue, Kim Hipwell came to me with 18 Lyons Avenue, which is directly across from Pebble Beach, which is a really bad situation for us because now we have people who are looking to buy a home who are looking across their street.
And they're not members.
Exactly.
And even if they want to be, they can only be Sand Harbor.
Right.
So here are the two things that were proposed to me by the listing agent, which I said I would bring to the board's attention. Is one, would we entertain for 18 Lyons Avenue to become deeded rights and a part of Wildwood Shores? That's number one. The second question that was brought to me by the list agent was, if not, how much does it cost for my client who buys this home to have access to Sand Harbor Beach and Dock, no boat.
Well, I mean, technically, they're not supposed to have any access to the beach.
But we know that that's not a reality because right, we don't segregate it. And I actually went to the list agent and proposed to say, here's the problem with Lily and Maxim's deeds from 100 years ago and us at being Wildwood Shores. We cannot segregate Sand Harbor Beach from the dock versus the slips because it would cost us way too much money to put, you know, two gates, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, we don't, and we've never enforced it.
But her
question, we have, way back when.
But her question was, well, okay, you have a set fee for somebody in Sand Harbor who's on a wait list or who has a boat, and they pay $1,271. What if my client doesn't want a boat, but wants access to their dock that they have deeded rights to? Since we can't segregate the beach, I was like, how much would we charge for one key or code lock to give them access to the one beach? Because we have.
Are you talking Sand Harbor or Pebble Beach?
Only Sand Harbor, because they.
So don't they have the rights to Sand Harbor already?
They have the rights.
Rhines Avenue?
Yes.
So why are they asking this question if they have the rights?
Because we have never, as a board, determined how much it would cost for a Lyons Avenue deed right person to access their dock, and we can't segregate the beach.
So, I know.
Okay, and the beach versus having a boat slip, dock, and beach. So my question to the board is, how much are we looking to charge?
So the boaters pay a set fee for everything?
$1,271.
And what about the people that don't have a boat? What do they pay?
We've never had that.
We have one, but that needs to change.
Yeah.
And what does she pay?
She pays what we pay.
And that's wrong.
It's wrong.
But she pays $365 just like us.
So that she maybe should pay
$365.
Why is that wrong? I mean,
why is it wrong? Because she's Lyons Avenue and not a part of Wildwood Shores.
Oh, you mean it's wrong.
In other words, we have penalized the people of Lyons Avenue that have a boat slip to pay $100 more a year than what we do. We've already done that. We've created that benchmark. We voted on that benchmark. My question is, if somebody on Lyons Avenue does not want a boat slip, never wants a boat slip, or maybe will be sitting on a waiting list for a boat slip, how much do they pay
just
for the use of the dock and the beach?
Well, we have the precedent of the $365 right now.
But we can change that.
Yeah, of course we can change.
We'll just say, listen, any non-member that doesn't have a boat slip, here's the dues.
Yeah.
And we can make it whatever we want it.
Right.
And what I like about that, Doug,
so then we got to raise, what's her name, Lillian?
Cindy.
Whoever, Cindy. Cindy. Yeah. Raise her.
Cindy would get raised. Yeah.
But Doug, what I like about that is we can also send out an email to everybody on Lyons Avenue who is not participating on it, where they can get access to the beach and the dock for a set fee. It's more money for us. My goal in the future is for every home that is sold on Lyons Avenue is to become part of Wildwood Shores. That's my goal. So we have, my question is we have a buyer who's asking, can I become a part of Wildwood Shores? And if not, how much does it cost me to have access to Sand Harbor?
I get it. $750.
You take it from here and you go like this.
I was going to say $550.
The other people are paying an extra $550 for the boat.
Well, you're talking $750, $850, $950, $1050, $1150, $1250. So that's $500.
I just said that.
Well, but are our members paying only $500 additional for a boat?
$800.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, big difference. Why?
No, I mean our.
I'm saying, why are our members paying $800 more for a vote slip, and they're only paying $500 more?
Well, if you divide it, but what if you change it to 800, and they're only paying 400 in dues?
So we changed it, and that's why Leander had a fit.
Right.
But we've come past that. My suggestion, and David and I talked, I think that $500 is a very
reasonable
to say, but we still have the
access to one beach.
One beach only.
And with the option to join Wild Beach.
We'd have to go to pay to change the key to a code on that beach.
I would agree to
right?
that.
If yes.
We're gonna do that. I would agree to that. Because we have to make it separate from the rest.
I talked to the locksmith about it, and it's just logistically the way the gate is, it would be difficult.
Okay.
So
what prevents everybody from doing
this? Change the lock. Now we just have two keys. Three beaches have the same key, and you just get a
lock. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. It's the same thing.
For that one.
With the key, they actually have to make the effort to go to the hardware store and get a copy made. With the code, it's 1234.
Yeah.
Right. But you say they can't put the code box up there? Because out of game?
I mean, I'd have to go into it further with
him. He can change that, he can rekey that lock.
Then now we were making two sets
of keys.
Yeah.
And they get their own
key. But that's what he's saying. The expense on that is rather high.
So
not two sets of keys. Oh, you mean two sets of keys for everybody?
But yeah, when you have to. So let's say you're a member.
Yeah,
you've got one set that's only for, you know, Pebble Beach, Bass Rock, and the pool. And then you're going to need another separate key.
Well, what if everybody doesn't want another key? You could ask them. I mean, do you go there?
I mean, you're right.
Did you go there?
Do I go there?
Yeah, I asked you first.
I say,
to hang out, never.
Do the extra key and charge the whatever
the
expense
I go there
is to lines out.
There's a problem, and do the water.
So you'll have two keys.
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug will have two keys.
Charge the expense to Lions Avenue, if that's what we're doing it for.
That's exactly what we're doing.
That's why it's $500.
Exactly.
So whatever we charge them should cover.
All right, I like the 500.
I do too.
Great send.
Well, what I like about the 500 is we can send a letter to the
non-conforming. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that say, hey, you
this
have
to. This is 500, and then also, when you send them that, also, like you said, send them the opportunity to become members if they want.
So here's the way.
How are they going to become a member?
They have to change their deed. They have to pay to change their deed.
Well, but this new owner might.
The new owner just asked. That's the only reason I'm saying that. They asked.
They're asking. The new owner goes.
Someone else may ask.
Will the board, and this was brought to me by, and after they went under contract.
Suppose I'm on Lyons Avenue and I've been living there for 30 years and I have to change my deed to say, well.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
You have the option.
No, if I want, what would it cost?
I don't know.
That should be in the thousands, because you're actually changing the value of the property by making it part of the board. That's not in hundreds of dollars, that's in thousands. If you're adding to the deed in a certain level of now privilege that wasn't there before, remember, these people have wanted to join for, what, 50 years, probably?
No, they never wanted.
No, I meant other people on the street.
No, they didn't.
Oh, I know there are people who wanted to be part of WSPOA, the Wild Shores. Yeah, Lions that wanted to be part of it, but they were told, you had to buy in 30 years ago. You didn't buy in then. It's too late now.
And well, then we also at one point said that we offered them the access to all the beaches if you sign a release that you won't sue us.
Right. All those
Everyone refused.
Right. All those happened long.
So that's how we'll get away with this, with not offering it to the other ones. Because we'll say, okay, we can offer you the same thing, but you've got to sign a waiver that you'll never sue us.
I would still give them the option if they're asking
for
the option.
I would say give them the option, send them both, give them the option with the waiver.
Yeah.
And that's there's three letters going out.
I mean,
they consider the option, and whichever one they decide on, they still got to sign the waiver.
I know.
And then what about the initiation fee?
Well, the interesting thing is Ian's in a different position than we are, because he lives there, and he's their neighbor.
Yeah.
where they go with how many thousands of dollars it costs, I don't know. That's
the thing is, we don't know, but we're giving them the option, like the person asked. That's it.
Yes.
We're just giving them two options. They don't have to choose. They can choose a master that works on
both. You know, either way, we're making money.
Correct. So that's the whole point.
And I do agree with you. So then we don't have to make up. Is there an initiation fee? I say yes.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Instead of.
We have to settle it legally.
I mean, that's a good idea.
You wouldn't do it this year. You would do it when it makes sense.
Tell them, yeah, fine, we'll take your
but that's what I was thinking, because that's how you do residential.
The other 500
for our key, we work for everything the mayor's
going to support. Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to pay 500, they sure do. As an application fee, and then once they're in there,
then you're going to work it out with them.
So next year, I'll tell a locksmith to do that.
Yeah. In ours, when that's our association,
we only get a master key.
Mine's
Avenue. Yeah. Oh, they get a master key. That's how you
okay,
do it. Okay, so we're going to talk to the lawyer and see about that too then?
You should.
Okay.
If you're going to offer it to the other Lines Avenue people, if you're going to make an offer,
then we offer it to all. It
should so be what are we good. Offering? Just access to Sand Harbor with no boat slip?
For well, that, for this, for her client, or the yeah. client she wants
not
to
mine.
Talk about?
No, it's not mine. What we do is we have an opportunity where a person is buying 18 Lines Avenue and their list agent has come to us as a board going, if my client wants access to what his deeded rights are, what is the cost?
Yeah.
Okay, 500. And we need to vote on that.
Plus the application fee.
Yes.
Right. So that gets us $1,000.
Yes.
Now they're going to put it...
Well, but we have to vote on it.
What about the deed thing?
That's another vote.
Well, forget the deed. That's up to them.
Yeah.
No.
As far as the giving
right,
them
but
the,
let's
the,
vote on.
Hold it. Let's vote on.
Vote on. Okay. Vote.
Let's vote
make
on
a motion,
if they choose.
Motion.
Yeah. Make a motion for this one
I make
exception.
A motion that we allow Lines Avenue, 18 Lines Avenue, to... Fuck. What's my fault?
So we're basically letting anyone on Lines Avenue that doesn't have a boat slip access to Sand Harbor for the initiation fee of $500 and $500 for the dues.
Annual.
But that's all they have is Sand Harbor, but not Pebble Beach, nothing else.
Now,
that is a
who would like to second that?
I'll second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you,
Doug. No, that's okay.
So we missed a discussion that do they have to put it in their, do you want them to put it in their deed that they're part of Wildwood Shores?
No, that's a
separate issue. That's the second thing.
How are you going to do that?
That's
my second.
Let's cross that bridge when we get to
right.
it.
Right. My second thing is what I wanted to bring to the board because it was brought to me by the list agent. What if 18 Lines Avenue says we will pay everything to become a deeded right to Wildwood Shores. Would the board accept that?
How do they become a deeded right?
Well, that's their problem.
They would have to cover their own costs to do it to their deed, but I would be fine with
that.
That
would be, but would the board approve it if they did all the research?
They open anything.
Any other discussion?
So, because the other thing is that we're only talking about going one house over from our border. So it's not going to be like there'll be a gap of three or four houses and then this house here. You know, so but Eli's the end of the road there as far as Wildwood Shores, but then that would change the one next to him to the end of the road. But that would be up to them. And like Eli's saying, and I agree with him, it's probably going to be thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they
right, but that's up to them.
Well,
that's up to
we
them.
Should be charging thousands. I'm saying on our end, we should be... Yeah, I'm not talking about them doing another, basically, title update through the town and filing fees. I'm saying we should be charging thousands because, take a look at it, going, as soon as they join, what we're saying is they can now use Pebble Beach, they could use any of the others, they can use the pool.
Yeah.
And so they can dock anywhere there. So now they're paying our rates.
Mm-hmm.
They're not Lines anymore.
They're Wildwood Shores.
So now they're paying $365 and they're paying the $800 for the boat slip, and they can have any one of them.
Yeah.
So you just took all the resources of the association and you sliced it a little thinner.
Yeah.
So there has to be a level of investment that you're basically saying, because otherwise, why wouldn't we let Maxima? Why wouldn't we keep expanding? Yeah. And you're talking about going, at that point, going, you've got a lot more weight on your shoulders.
Because in our bylaws, it says if a property is adjacent.
I'm just saying the line doesn't stop.
I know, but I'm saying that's it's in our bylaws. So if you read our bylaws, it clearly states this is a I'll tell you which properties are that have the right, or I feel have the right to adjoin our community, is 47 Wildwood Shores, or I'm sorry, 47 Maxim Drive, because three ways, every property this way and that way, are a part of Wildwood Shores. It's one piece of
He said it is. Check it out. Forget Lions Ave, right? Let's say Maxim. They're like, oh shoot, lock them walk down here, right?
That.
It will expand.
I'm saying
the next 100 years.
Correct.
Infinite time. You can keep going to two lines.
Wait, but you can
to Maxim.
Right.
To then keep going. You could go all the way to
everybody.
But that's what our association has done from the beginning. How do you think we acquired Bonaparte Point? Do you know that Bonaparte Point was not a part of our association?
My argument's the simplest one of them all. I would consider our resources to be like gold. They should be very rationed. They are very limited resource.
So now we got 158. Do we want 200 people in the association? Do we want 225?
But my point is...
That's what I think he said.
And I agree with that. And my point is, that's up to the board. Because if you look at our bylaws, if it's surrounding, we have the choice.
Now,
we have the choice.
Now, let's say, here's the legal argument. Here we go. Now, if we let these people in, and then these people want to get in, and we tell them no, what reason do we have to tell them no and them yes?
I don't know.
That's
the
court.
You know it. You're absolutely right. But here's my point.
And God forbid we get into all other types of things. They can be like, discrimination if they're like my color or something. So we get a whole lot of BS.
What color are you?
Which
is color? Why is it always color?
Just say, as far as what's possibilities.
What's the best
way? It's a whole lot of legal ramifications to that.
Yeah. This is a
when you start telling these people yes, and then another group of people no, because of they'll be like, okay, well, why did they get to join and we didn't?
Because they're surrounded by our properties, and it is the board's choice.
Yeah, because we said so.
Yeah.
Right now, my question is, that's my next question, is does our bylaws protect us?
Yes. Yes.
What do you mean?
Yes.
To be able to say that, okay, we can let this perfect people in, but we don't want them.
I would say for now, they're
not even going to be...
And that's got to be further
discussed.
So you say take it off the table right now.
I didn't get that ironed out.
But I'm going to throw this out there to Ian. And this is really important.
Because it's not going to
happen. Because right now, we're stepping
so
on.
Just let him pay
the person who buys
this property chooses to Airbnb it. Listen to what I'm going to say. If they choose to Airbnb it, we have no control over that. Now, they have a deeded right to Sand Harbor. We have one key. How long do you think it's going to take anybody who's Airbnb-ing that fucking house to know that they can walk right across the street, down the hill, and unlock it? That's my concern.
Eli figured that
out. That's
fine.
But like
that's
said,
my concern.
No, it's all a concern. But here's the bigger concern. That's one thing. We can the same way we're on this Airbnb, we just have to be vigilant.
Yep.
Eli looked it up. So that you can have the Sand Harbor and the rest of the beaches can be keyed differently.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And then he looked it up, AI. And so then every member of Wildwood Shores would have a master key that would open both locks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sand Harbor would only have a key that opens Sand Harbor.
Okay. That's awesome.
Better than the two keys.
That's awesome.
Now, what I would stipulate is $500 that we already voted on for this house, because I didn't consider the possibility of an Airbnb. It's a $500 fee for them. They're not allowed to Airbnb it under our bylaws.
I agree.
But they're not members.
Right, but we're offering
We still own the beach.
We still own the beach.
Yeah, but how are you infiltrating their house?
Yeah,
the beach, you
right.
could say they're not allowed to bring anyone else in.
But the house, we couldn't.
Yeah.
Right, the house we couldn't, but their Airbnb wouldn't be allowed to use our beach.
Ah, that you can do. Yeah. I'm sure you can say that.
And who could know their Airbnb?
Well, is it just that comes down to enforcement, but I mean...
I'm
talking about the owner, like basically the if they Airbnb it and the owner gives them the key.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's no stop.
It's hard to regulate.
Right. So we have to be vigilant. There's nothing else we can do about
right.
it. They're not a member.
So now,
because that's the same
are
thing.
Are you recommending they become the members of our church?
They
should never
all
be.
All I'm asking is the board open at their equation?
That's what I mean.
I'm open to it. I see what Gene's saying. We talked about this.
Open,
and like I told her, I'm open to it.
At their right. expense, not
Eli,
any expense.
What I didn't think about was like, Eli,
so
see, I don't know everything.
Member?
So,
oh, that's different.
Well, sure.
That's completely different.
I don't, my thing is, I didn't think about what Eli said. I don't know how many properties are adjacent to ours. But that could be
right.
a legal argument.
Yep.
Because
right.
that can be an easy legal argument. And like I said, God forbid it's a minority who don't know our rules. And all they know is, oh, they let them in. Why didn't they let us in?
You're right.
Well,
see what I'm saying?
See, but with Lines Avenue,
they have
a deeded right.
There's
somebody on Maxim Drive
okay,
does.
Okay, so we're just allowing Lines Avenue because of the deeded
yeah.
rights.
But there are, what, three houses on Maxim? When I hand out the keys, there's three
they
houses
have
deeded
rights?
On Maxim
yes.
Drive
yes.
that,
okay,
are,
so
that are members of Wild
Any
Shores.
House that already has a deeded right to a dock or anything of that nature, they get the option.
Well, they're already
see,
members.
Lines Avenue does have deeded rights.
Lines Avenue, they're not members, but they have rights. She
but
said, this guy's not a member, but he has deeded right to the dock.
So I think what he's saying is, if you already have something in your deed allowing some level of access,
yeah.
you can
you
upgrade.
Yes.
You can
yes.
upgrade
yes.
further.
Yes. Awesome. Yes.
And, but let's let me even step back to, I'm not fighting you on the allowing
no,
the
no,
deed. No.
No,
no, allowing the deed. If we're going to go allow 18 lines, I'm just going to keep that at that simple one.
Yep.
I think the conversation is the cost, not for their lawyers, I can care less what it takes for them to deal with the town and the county. I'm saying, should we be charging either $25,000, $40,000, $50,000 to do something significant with the upgrade? Because you are changing the value of that property.
Yeah.
We're also putting
yeah.
a burden on our association.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you're now diminishing our income over
yes.
the next 100 years or 200 years because... You're not 365, you're 500 right now. Now you're giving back money every time. So there's a value to being part of the association. That's
yeah.
where this came from. So you don't say $1,000, you don't say $2,000 membership, changing title fee. To be part of the deed, there has to be a new value.
It's like a buy-in to the association.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my point is,
and it has to be something, and I made up a random number. I do not mean for that number to be real.
Amen.
What It has to be something logical. What are we trying to add to our community that we can never afford that will be part of this thing? Because again, we're not allowed to pocket the money. It's not for that. So then we always want to build a gazebo. Is the gazebo the thing that then we figure out what that value is and then
yeah.
that becomes
right.
the precedent?
So then that would be like the initiation fee.
Yes.
And then, you know, I know we're not doing it now, but technically that's supposed to go into a capital improvement fund.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
completely separate from everything else.
Yes.
So we don't
exactly.
have to
grade
it.
Yes.
So if they were to pay that's what that would be.
The floaters.
So my argument is not going to be.
I agree with you.
I think it's
what
a new feature.
The
docs are still the same $20,000 that we should have had. I'm saying to add something else to the association that wasn't there before.
We could do that.
Like in other words, like now we're adding more people.
Right, should we table this?
I think
we
need further discussion.
We already voted.
Here's all I need to.
I make a motion to table it.
That's fine with that. But can we?
Because this is like a whole meeting
on
itself.
How much it would cost for them to use the beach?
We did.
Okay, so that's a $500. Okay, sorry.
$500
plus
$500.
Okay, so all I
want
to know is what can I tell?
And
there's
still
lines
up. Okay. What all I needed to know was what I need to tell the list agent.
$1,000.
Just told
but
me, and as far as joining the association, nothing.
$1,000.
That's what we worried about 18 months. They have a whole little leach field that's crap. They basically told me they failed the whole entire leach field. It's biomat clogged. They're in for a $30,000 bill. I thought that's what you could do. Like, they have a lot of problems right now.
You know what? That's none of my business. is, you know, as far as, because, you know, as a real estate agent, what happens with the septic systems, we already know both of the Bonapartes sold for cash, and guess what? They're both failed septic systems. So if this is a cash sale, don't worry about it. It can be a failed septic system. Nobody fucking cares.
Wow.
And that's what you need to understand in real estate.
No.
If you pay cash,
no,
septic
no,
system
they're,
doesn't mean anything.
No,
unless you complain.
They're
you
making,
have to
they're
turn
making
into,
the
readers.
They're making the readers.
You have
it.
To turn them into the pound if it's a bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you
exactly
the
it.
You turn them into you turn them into the count.
Yep.
No, they're paying for a pump system, everything. They're going to have to put it in the back of the yard because
yeah.
you can't
yes.
have it in front.
Yeah, no, that's, then that's...
I thought that's what we were talking about. That seemed way worse.
No,
that's
no,
their
no.
property.
No, no,
they
no.
Have, yeah, that's
you know what, when
that.
It comes to that, I don't even care. That's the real estate ends and the county's end and this and that because guess what? When you pay cash, it doesn't matter. We already have two failed septic systems right on our lakefront properties.
Okay, so we're good with Lyons Avenue. We know $1,000 and
okay.
we're going to table the option.
Right. Okay.
Who's rewriting the boat application? What's this rewriting?
So what we need is two separate ones.
Yes, absolutely.
One for Lyons Avenue, not one for non-members, and then one for members.
Because it says $799 for
Yeah,
one,
we don't want.
We don't want that because that
we don't want them.
A lot of trouble.
Yeah, getting any of that information.
Right.
They have. It's none of their business what we pay. I mean, if they really want to find out, they can just go on our website.
So they shouldn't right. even, they shouldn't get this either?
No.
No. Lines
and then that should be, like, done. We could give it to them, but it's
well,
only going to be,
see this.
It's only going to be, well, no, we're going to delete all of this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be boat slip, sand harbor, one price.
Yeah.
There'll be a completely separate one for
yes.
Lines
Avenue. I agree.
But
that's for the
four.
Right. That's for the boat application and
or five,
also separate
we'll
rules.
Make something for sale.
Separate rules.
But hold on. I updated all these forms so that they're electronically fillable
awesome.
In PDFs. I had to do it twice because I guess you updated them on your end and then I don't know what happened. So moving forward, if there's updates to the forms, if you want, handwrite it on the sheet.
Uh-huh.
Give it to me.
You're
take
over
a picture.
Completely.
Okay.
So should I just redo this and send this to you?
No, don't redo it on the computer.
Okay.
You know, whatever is easiest for you to update, but then send it to me to update on my end because the forms on my end are electronically fillable.
But
so,
go ahead.
So it's easier if. You just send it to me. Don't send out whatever.
So on the page, you're going to have Lyons Ave application for Wildwood Georgia, and then they're going to see it.
No, there's going to be two completely separate forms.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's going to be a form that goes out to Lyons Avenue, and there's going to be a form that goes out to everybody else.
Right.
But whatever the forms are going to be, we have to settle on it. If it's easier for you to update by doing, you know, writing on those by hand, that's fine. You could, you know, write whatever changes on those that are in front of you, take a picture with your phone, email me the picture, and then I can update the actual form, send it to you for approval, and then book.
Now, is there a way to limit who has access to the website? Just like you do Facebook.
Website...
you would need to have approval to be able to, or have a password to get onto the website.
I could do that for the website, yeah. Or
and then that would eliminate... the non-members being able just to go on our website and look at our application.
Well, what I could also do is I could just password protect the app, that certain section.
Oh, yeah.
So anyone can go to the website, but to download the form or view the form...
It's a members only.
It's a members only. It'll give a password prompt. But
I think we should do
or
that.
To take that a step further, it's not even done on the website. It's the PDF itself is password protected. So you could still download the form, but you couldn't open it without the password.
Yeah, but then... the non-members would be able to open theirs
right.
on our website.
No, the PDF would require a password to open for anyone.
But then we would have two passwords. One for the non-members and one.
I'm
saying whatever you're
going
to do, if we're
going to
do this
forms.
On the website, are we going to put the Lyons Avenue form on the website or don't bother because they're not members?
We can.
Never say
I can put both forms on the website.
Dave showed up. Dave Garcia.
We are not recapping.
I'll password protect the form.
Oh, please, don't make us recap. It's been
Yeah, we want to go home.
Yeah.
And we're pretty much ready to. So we got that, the vote applications, the separate letters for voting rules. I don't know what Rainey means by that. I mean, we'll give them separate letters, but I don't know if we need to change.
Why would there be different rules?
I don't know.
Have to ask her.
Is she talking, referring to signing a waiver to not sue?
They won't.
Is that what she's referring to?
It says separate letters for voting rules.
So that's what I'm saying. Is that adding a disclosure to go, we're not going to sue you?
Let's table that until Rainey's here.
Okay.
Legal bills. Leo Leander.
I wanted to update the home sale purchase. Jen wrote some notes on here too. Updating the home sale purchase form. This form that we give to new homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
That'll include a link for the bylaws and rules. And
good.
Even have them, when they send in the fee, have them sign that they read it.
Yes, I think that's great.
Good. Yeah, good. Yeah. Agreed. Legal bills, Leanne, or what's that? Anybody know anything?
That's basically, yeah. So we got the bill, and it was what, $2,000?
$34,16.50.
And when we sued him, what is it?
$34,18.50.
So how do we recoup it?
Did we sue him?
$16,000.
No, well, he was. We went back and forth with the lawyer because he was refusing to pay.
Anything on any paperwork that he had to look at that said he was paying the fee?
No.
Then you're fucked.
I thought we had something.
Yeah, it's in the bylaws. It says that.
But he's not a member.
He's not a member.
Well, then we can do whatever.
The attorney said that we won't be able to recoup that.
I would say send him
the invoice. So what we're talking about is, okay, so now how do we... Well,
we surcharge him for the boat slip if he wants the boat slip next year.
That's what we would have to do to recoup the money.
Just raise his slip?
Just raise all of theirs.
Oh, yeah, raise them all.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree.
He's not a member. Raise
his. I don't agree that everybody...
Yeah, but we can't raise him.
Really? Or legal fees.
He's a non-member fee.
Yeah, but we can't raise him and not raise the other.
You can put, you can put a surcharge.
You can put a surcharge.
And call it
a surcharge.
You can put a
surcharge. Member and non-member fees.
So let's ask the attorney.
Yeah, because I don't want to penalize everybody
if you
on Lions Avenue
the boat slip.
For one bad apple.
We give you a payment plan. You don't have to pay
it
outright.
The money,
but...
So ask the lawyer about, is it? Can we do member and non-member?
No. Can you do a surcharge on Leander?
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
Yes, because my thing is I don't believe that everybody who
no,
can
no,
buy
yeah,
should
we're not,
have to pay
no, you're right. Insurance. You're right. We're not doing that, no. Any other board business?
I mean, what you're saying here, I agree with you that we shouldn't spread it amongst the lines, but as it stands right now, we're spreading it amongst all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
What do you mean?
The legal fees.
The legal fees.
Our dues are covering
the
legal
fees. Oh, no, I'm talking about just charging him for the boat slip. That's what we're talking about, right?
But giving him a separate surcharge, which
yeah.
I
can't
know,
do that.
I don't think
that.
We can do that.
No, but you can maybe raise.
Well, he cost us money.
Talk to the lawyer.
About to say we can. I think that is a matter of what we label it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, legal arguments are about.
Got to ask the lawyer,
right? He might have a better way for us to label the only way
to do it would be to be, okay, well, we'll recoup it over 2 years. Every Lines Avenue that has a boat slip, and I know it's not fair, $250.
I would say if we're going to do that, we got to tell them why.
Yeah.
If we have
100%.
Let's see what the lawyer says.
We're doing this because of him.
Right. Yeah. Let's see if the lawyer can have a
creative way.
I mean, there's got to be a way to discourage this from happening. We keep getting these legal fees, and it's...
And he's just writing... I mean, he was paying, too, but the...
We'll have to stop it.
But it's not like the Wild Woods.
It's definitely not right. I think
because he had two attorneys...
He's taking advantage of a loophole.
Yeah, two attorneys that wouldn't represent him if he wanted to sue us.
Right.
Because they said, you have no case. if you want to put your boat there, you have to pay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I would say, since two lawyers dropped him, he knows he doesn't have a case. So I would say send him the invoice and hope for the best and ask our lawyer, what do we do if he doesn't pay the invoice?
Yep.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Aye.
We can't. The worst thing she can do is say no.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Any other business brought to be brought before the board?
Dave, you got anything?
Oh, no. Call for a motion to adjourn the meeting. Call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
A motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Good job.